Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yeah, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. Cortez, your man
for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. How are you and what's going on around your house? Pick up the phone. We have open phone lines today. Whatever you'd like to speak to me about, it's a good day to cozy up to the radio with a hot cup of coffee. And let's talk about what's going on at 803-0930, anything around the house. 1-800-616-WBEN. That's the out-of-town access line. And, of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating at the same call-in number, 803-0930 in the 716. I want to remind you there's a cooking class on Monday, December the 4th, where we are traveling to Abruzzi, and there's a couple spots still left if you'd like to attend. We'll be making lamb ragu and tasting Montepulciano. That's this Monday the 4th, the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, part of our Come Home to Cortez showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Love to have you come out and take a tour of our building. And, of course, find out about everything we do, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, outdoor kitchens, all on display at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. And proud to announce that we're just awarded the Beautification Award from the town, Chamber of Commerce. So we're very proud of that. If you haven't come by to see our building, we'd love to invite you over and take a look. So on the table today, as a part of a general discussion, again, anything that you'd like to speak to me about, I'm open for. But I wanted to ask you a question. Do you have a video doorbell? And if you do, give us a story as to how it has affected your life. We have a video doorbell. We have a Ring doorbell. And the other day it was Thanksgiving Day, and we were at my son's house, and the sounder went off on the phone that there was somebody at the door. And of course, you know, the habit, of course, is you quickly open your phone to check. And the video caught this person at the front door, and the words came out of his mouth, "Oh, they have a Ring." And he ran away. So what was he up to, huh? And the Ring caught him, and he saw it. And so the deterrent aspect of having a Ring doorbell, I think, is a big plus. Of course, if you've got a delivery coming, you know, you can monitor that. You can pretty much see the whole front and street, so, you know, for neighborhood security as well. Lots of advantages to a Ring-style doorbell. Give me your impression of that kind of appliance. Is it too invasive, too much in your face as far as detecting everything that's going on? Is it too much information? I guess that's the question. So give us a call if you'd like to speak about that. And I'd like to know if you have a good Ring doorbell story and what brand you have, and do you like its quality? So let's throw that on the table as a topic at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN, and the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930 in the 716. To North Buffalo we go, and Mary, good morning. You're on WBEN. Hey.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good, dear. How are you?
I wish it wasn't raining, but yeah. What are you going to do?
Do you have a Ring doorbell?
No. You know what I'm calling about is I just recently had some pump put in. And
oh, okay.
I was told, and you know, North Buffalo does have water in the basement at times.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman told me, why did you do that? She said, you were foolish because it's Kenmore that needs the sump pump. You don't need a sump pump.
Mm-hmm.
Was I foolish to do that?
No, not at all. The whole idea of what a sump pump does is it alleviates water that collects around the foundation and gives it a place to go. So it promotes a drier, more stable foundation, a more drier environment in your basement. What prompted you to put it in?
Well, because I worry when it rains and rains badly that I do get some water
yeah.
back up.
Well, there you go. That's justification enough. It's actually a big plus to have a sump pump. And the mandating, it's kind of interesting as to the towns that are mandating it. And a lot of it has to do with them wanting to relieve issues with their storm and or sanitary sewers. But mm-hmm. frankly, there's a lot of other benefits. If you recall, if you listened last week, we had a gentleman on who lives in Snyder who... put a sump pump in after the town sewer line backed up into his basement and came through the floor drains that were in the basement. So they plugged the floor drains and they put in the sump. So you're creating a closed environment now where the sewer water can't back in through the sewer line. So that's a big benefit. But just giving a place for rainwater, stormwater to go, and not collect in your basement to keep the basement drier, less chance for mold and mildew. Absolutely, it was a smart move.
Smart move.
Yeah.
I thought it was, and I was happy I did it, but when I was told that by my hairdressers, I felt, oh, no, I've got to call.
Now, hairdressers are guilty of knowing a little bit about everything, right?
Right. Another thing, I was very pleased, and they put it right out to my front.
Perfect.
I mean, everything was beautifully done.
The whole idea is the water needs to be moved as far away from the house as we can get it so that it doesn't come back in.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas to you, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Mary's line now available, 803-0930. Pick up the phone, anything around the house. If you want to talk about your sump pump. Or my question on the table, do you have a Ring doorbell? It's funny, we call it a Ring doorbell. It's like calling it Kleenex, right? That's a Ring brand. There's several brands. I can make a list for you as to some of the other brands that are out there. But I'd like to know, do you have one, and do you like having that style of security in your home? 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Kerry Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-646-9480, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Hey, it's Bowerly for Transit Town Kia. I've been telling you about Transit Town Kia for almost a year now, and I got to tell you, they've been a game changer for me. Now, I've got to be honest, I've always been a luxury brand driver and an apprehensive car shopper, but when I'm at Kyle Tolbert and the people at Transit Town Kia, my perception changed not only of the Kia brand, but of the car buying experience. Transit Town Kia was so much better than I'd expected, which is why almost a year later, I'm still telling you about them. So my question is, have you been to Transit Town Kia yet? Have you given Transit Town Kia a chance to outperform other dealers? Have you driven an all-wheel drive Transit Town Kia? It'll help get you through the weather. Have you put them on your must-visit list when car shopping for any brand? May I humbly suggest you do? You're going to be very happy. Transit Town Kia is on Transit Road in West Seneca, just south of Clinton. It's the season of giving back. Transit Town Kia. Transit Town Kia, Transit Road, West Seneca, the South Towns.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-377-6363. 800-377-6363. 800-377-6363.
Let me ask you a question. What do quality, affordable building materials, and backyard ice rinks all have in common? I can tell you. Lenco Supplies, that's what. Come to Lenco right now for the materials and the know-how to create a Western New York pastime in your backyard. Go to any of the three Lenco locations in Buffalo, in Williamsville, and in Kenmore to get the lumber, the fasteners, and rolls of poly sheets to turn your outdoor space into a winter wonderland. And while you're there, let us load you up with ice melt or rock salt at great prices for safe winter walkways. Those in the know, go to Lenco in-store or online at Lenco Supplies, Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hello, who's there? Hello, who's there? 1020 is hammer time. Good morning, it's Dominic Cortez. The question on the table is, do you have a Ring doorbell, Ring brand, or other? Give us a call and let us know your Ring doorbell stories, 803-0930. We'll be talking about some of the other brands and giving the names in a minute. But let's go to Wheatfield and chat with Jim. Good morning, Jim. You're on WBEN. Do you have a Ring doorbell?
No, I was listening to you about the sump pumps.
Yeah, let's talk about that, too.
Okay. We're out here in the country, and we got ditches, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in spots or houses where the developments are, they put in the drain pipes, you know, the 12, 14-inch drain pipes.
Right. And
so I wanted to close up the ditch in front of my house so I could cut the lawn better.
Yeah, you know? I like that.
So I called the county up, because it's a county road.
Right.
Says, I guess you guys do that. He says, yeah. I says, and I understand that the old policy is we pay for the pipe and the fittings, and you guys do all the work. He says, yeah, you're right. I says, well, can you schedule me so that you can come in and do that? Because you haven't cleaned my ditches in 15 years. And I got drain pipes that run into there, and consequently, the vegetation, everything else, you know, builds up. He says, yeah, no problem. He says, let's see, I put you on this. Oh, you're 3 years out.
That's funny. That is funny.
So I get it done. You know, he says, well, you either wait, or he says, you can hire a contractor to do it. I'll give you a permit, or you can do it yourself. I said, no problem. I got a wheelbarrow and a shovel.
There you go.
So then I got another section along the property that's open ditch. And that has some drain tiles going to it also, you know, for the lawns and that. And I asked him about just, you know, cleaning the ditch. You haven't done it in 15 years. He says, yeah. He says, I have no idea when we could possibly even get to that.
Yeah.
So well, you know, his tax dollars, you know, the long and short of it, he gave me a permit. I went out and I did all the work myself.
Cause yeah.
We're fortunate, okay? We got our own excavator.
Well, there you go. So what did it cost you?
Oh, with all the pipe and everything, it was probably $600.
Yeah.
With all the pipe
on the benefit side of that, now you eliminated that, you know, that difficult to maintain storm trench, and you basically made your front lawn bigger now as a result of that. And it looks a million times better. So you increase the value, I think, of your home too by giving it better curb appeal.
Yeah, now listen to this. I told him, I said, hey, while I'm out there with the excavator, I can get rid of the soil that's in the bottom of the ditch. So I'm going to clean the rest of my ditch, you know. But we do that. It's no big deal. It's not like, you know, amateurs on this stuff.
Right.
And then he says, no. He says, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it. Only the county can take care of the ditches.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's a great story about, you know, not waiting for government. And 3-year wait, I guess, would prompt anybody to say, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to get it done and do it myself. Good for you, Jim.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right. Let's move along to Tonawanda and chat with Ted. Good morning, Ted. You're next on WBEN.
Oh, good morning. I have a juicy one for you there, Dominic.
All right.
I have to tell you, I caught my wife cheating on me with the neighbor on the doorbell. I got a notification.
Oh no.
Out of town. Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable, Ted. I'm telling you right now.
Did you think at first this is too much information and I wish I didn't have this, or were you glad?
No, because you know, in life you'd rather know, you know what I mean? You'd rather know what's going on, but I'll tell you something. It was a shocker. So when I came home from a business trip, she denied everything, and I said, honey, do you remember that Ring doorbell you wanted us to get? Well, I'm glad we got it, because I didn't give a crap if we got it or not. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I went down and I filed for divorce. She begged for forgiveness, and I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't go. And then the neighbor, he couldn't even look at me.
Well, sure.
In fact, we still live, she moved out, and he still lives there, and so now his wife is trying to hit on me. You know what I mean? So she's trying to get even with him, you know? But she's
so this is a Ring doorbell soap opera that you're telling us.
Oh, I'm telling you, Dominic, this, if that Ring bell could talk that night, I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah, it was
Ring doorbell ended your marriage.
Well, it helped me along. I think it was ending anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was something else, Dominic, I'm telling you.
Well, I guess maybe you're right. Maybe having the facts in front of you made it clear and then
I mean, she was an old hag anyway. I mean, she's getting old, and you know, women after about 10, 15 years of marriage, you know, that's the only license you can't renew is a marriage license, you know what I mean? You should be able to renew that, because what I got and what I was getting ain't the same thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Sort of felt sorry for the fella, the neighbor, because, Jesus, she's an old haggard hag. You know what I mean? I'm saying, oh my God! You know what the hell is this guy thinking about?
To each their just reward. So thanks for sharing that Ring doorbell story. So the question on the table: do you have a Ring doorbell? And Did it change your life like it did Ted's? Give us a call at 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So texters are writing in. Boy, this text board is becoming increasingly challenging because of the way it prints the... let's see here. I have a Ring doorbell. I bought the battery powered type. Big mistake. Okay, I'm going to have to sort this out, but we'll do that and we'll make sense of this. Yeah, if you have heard other talk show hosts complain about this, the way the text wording comes in, it's not in order. So you have to jump from one line to the next to figure that out. So while we're doing that, if you would like to call in, we can certainly talk to you. But I want to give you the comparison of brand names of the Ring doorbells. Of course, there's the Ring, and again, just like Kleenex, where everyone's calling them Ring doorbells, that runs about $180, and you can buy them at ring.com. Now, you can subscribe. This is the big spread, too, between some of these costs. Ring protects, they charge you $4 a month for the online subscription. So the Ring doorbell, $180. Holds events for up to 180 days in the cloud and will play pre-recorded messages when someone presses the bell, or you can tell delivery people to leave packages. One of the big pros of Ring, the brand, is that it has a robust social community where you can actually put out alerts to neighbors if you see suspicious activity. On the con side, you have to subscribe to see any events that are historical. So if you want to be able to go back in time, you need to subscribe. So that's the Ring, $180. Google makes one, the Google Nest, same price. That'll also send notifications and store an event for 3 hours in the cloud without an added fee. The pros, they have a minimalistic design in 4 colors, easy to set up. On the con side, it says they had night vision is black and white and not infrared. So it does offer a subscription, saves events for 30 days for $8 a month or 60 days for $15 a month. And so there's the Google Nest. A couple other brands, Arlo, A-R-L-O, never heard of that one, Essential Wired Video Doorbell, $130. EUFY, Video Doorbell, Battery Powered, $260, more expensive. And then Roku makes one, Roku Video Doorbell and Chime. It's only $80 for the Roku. It's a basic unit. It includes chimes, plugs into any outlet. Color night vision includes wedge kit to turn the angle of the doorbell. It requires a subscription to save the video, so there's no option for saving it without subscription. And the subscription's $4 a month. So there you go. The comparison of a few of the brands of Ring-style doorbells. And again, do you like having one? And do you have one? And are you thinking of getting one? Maybe it's a nice Christmas gift. Anyway, coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The Seneca Nation says it has agreed to a short-term extension of the nation's gaming compact with New York. The two sides also agreed to continue negotiations on a new compact agreement. That extension will provide the nation and state more time to complete negotiations and seek all necessary approvals. The compact was to expire a week from Saturday. Erie County Sheriff's deputies say numerous school districts throughout the area received emails targeting specific staff members of the affected districts. The emails stated bombs were in the school set to go off, prompting each school impacted to implement threat protocols. The emails have been found to be a hoax, and deputies say they are baseless. Only one was in Erie County Alden Central Schools, which went to a brief shelter in place. South Buffalo Restaurant Week gets underway today. Michael Wiedrich of the South Buffalo Community Association says there's a lot of variety.
From pizzerias to ice cream shops to Irish pubs, Buffalo Irish Center, you know, Dog Ear Bookstore has a cafe. Like, there's a wide variety of places that should be able to meet everybody's craving.
Restaurant Week runs through next Saturday. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. We remodel bathrooms and we partner with the best companies, one of them being Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have offered you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. Give them a call at 716-694-3300. 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. It's Twin City Glass.
Hey, it's David Bellavia. If you're being harassed by debt collectors or constantly getting those annoying robocalls, call the attorney who brings the fight to them.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Hiller. Are you being harassed by debt collectors? You could be entitled to damages. Call us for a free consultation.
Get a free consultation when you call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller, 800-300-2990, online at kennethhiller.com, 6000 North Bailey Avenue, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Looking for an easy way to get more protein? Try delicious Ensure Max Protein Shakes. They have 30 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar, and 150 calories. And they come in 7 flavors so tasty, you won't believe there are 30 grams of protein and 1 gram of sugar. No, really, it's true. These shakes have 30 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar, and flavor that's that good. Get a $3 coupon at Ensure.com/instant coupon. Delicious Ensure Max Protein. 30 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready. We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
We literally changed people's lives.
Dr. Bernie Kolber.
One woman that I took care of, there was no smiling in her wedding photos because she was so embarrassed of her smile. And she was told she needed veneers and she needed everything done. And we spent about an hour, hour and a half, all direct composites, tooth color filling materials, just redid her smile. It was magnificent. Completely changed her life. She couldn't stop smiling after that.
We invest in technology.
Dr. Ellen Vossler.
You have to. You owe it to your patients to keep up with the research and the technology that dentistry is providing. You owe it to them. And you owe it to yourself as a dentist. I mean, that's, we're here to protect their dental health.
Sometimes a tooth will be broken. There's enough there that we look at that natural tooth. If there's still really good bone support for it, we look at that as better than an implant.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo. Call for an appointment. 634-1234. 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The BuffaloDentalGroup.com.
Feel great.
Hey, it's Bowerly. The autumn season is here, which is also referred to as fall, and fall has got a lot to do with those trees. For those of you out there with older or unhealthy trees, there could be big, heavy limbs coming down. When winter hits, it's harder to tell the healthy limbs from hazardous ones. So call the experts at AJ's Tree Service today. Get your problem trees taken care of quickly. Don't wait. For tree removal and tree pruning, it's AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282. AJ's Tree Service, from tree to shining tree.
Pretty soon, Santa is coming to town with his sled full of toys and 8 reindeer. Now that is a lot of weight on your roof, right? Hey, it's Dominic here. No one wants to have the roof Santa got injured on, right? So if you want to make sure your roof problems get fixed, call the people that work year-round to fix them right. Call Ava Roofing. So while the seasonal guys are hanging their stockings, Ava offers the same superior service and value no matter the season, with an expert foreman on your job. Call 343-ROOF in the 716 or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment on the spot and get a free written estimate and project drawing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Bad boys, what you want?
Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Yeah, I innocently thought, well, we could talk about ring doorbells and catch the newspaper delivery guy stepping on your lawn. But what we got was a lot more than that with the caller on catching his wife in a bout of infidelity. So that was TMI. But yeah, but they work, right? The video doorbells work. And in this case, he caught something that he probably didn't want to know about. Anyway, 803-0930. I figured that texter out. And we'll get to that. But let's go stay with the calls for now. Buffalo, Joe, you're next.
Hey, Dom, nice to talk to you. I got a story about a camera. I know everyone calls them ring cameras, but they're doorbell cameras.
Right.
And there's a great one that's very economical. It's sold at Value
okay.
for like $40.
It's all right.
called HZ Connect.
Okay.
And it uses your existing transformer wires on a normal doorbell. So it's easy to wire it in, no batteries.
There you go.
And you can put one of those little micro SD cards inside it, so it records.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have any subscription. So it's an economical option. You know, somebody could easily, you know, an older person could have their grandson
right.
Install it.
How, do you know how much storage it gives you?
As much as your card is.
Okay.
You buy the little card.
Good.
You know, those micro.
So that sounds like a nice, affordable, simple solution to the idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also have a good doorbell camera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
So our neighbor woke up the one morning and his car was smashed. And, you know, there was nobody left a note or anything like that. So the neighbor next door to them had a doorbell cam. They looked on it and they found a white truck with a interesting looking ladder rack. So it was easy to track down.
Okay.
And they eventually found out who it was, and it turned out the fella, when they watched the camera, he backed into the car and smashed the whole side of it and just took off.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Didn't even try to stop. And it turned out the backstory was that he had a girlfriend on the next street over. So he was parking on our street and having his little liaison. And then he maybe the husband come home early and he had to hit the road soon.
There you go. Maybe it's the same guy they called in earlier.
could be a connection there. But cams are great, you know.
There you go.
Neighborhood watch
seems to be a lot connection to infidelity, though. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you know, sometimes in the days of the internet and everybody being connected, it's a little bit too much sometimes.
Hey, there you go. TMI. Yeah. Okay, Joe. Well, thanks for sharing.
That on.
All right.
A cheap alternative to all those rings.
There you go.
You know,
yeah.
You talk about the $100 camera.
Yeah. No subscription.
An elderly person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an elderly person should have one of these installed, and their sons or daughters, I know a neighbor that does that, they have the service wired into their, you
sure.
know, that where, so you can read on your phone. So they get the notification anytime.
That's awesome.
Their father's
That's
door.
A great idea. Yeah.
You know, and you can talk right through the
That's right.
camera.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, they're great. So great for all your elderly listeners.
There you go. Great tip, Joe. That. Thanks for sharing that.
All right.
Joe's line now available at 803-0930. I figured the texter out. He basically is complaining about the battery life on the Ring doorbell. So, yeah, I would probably advise, if you're going to invest in one of these, that you do not rely on a battery model. I would say simply to have it wired in. And this brand that this gentleman was just speaking about connects to the old doorbell wires, so that would get its power from that. Great idea. Let's go to DePew and chat with Peter. Good morning, Pete. You're next on WEN.
Good morning, Dominic. You know, I think my question was just answered by the last caller there, because I'm one of these elderly people, and mm-hmm. I need to, I'd like to install a Ring doorbell, but I didn't catch the brand and so forth that he was talking about, because my question was, can you hook them to existing doorbell
yeah.
wire?
And so this one you can. This one is the HZ Connect, initials H and initials Z Connect, available at Value, he said. $40.
All right, but then it works from the power of our
of the
doorbell.
Of the doorbell wires, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, but he mentioned something about a card. But will this automatically, the card stores, I assume, but then it automatically does alert your phone when somebody's there?
It alert your phone. I would suspect that it would not have the option of having it be able to connect to family, because I think you would need to have cellular or Wi-Fi connectability This sounds like it's just a camera that would work right to your inside phone. And maybe I don't know the brand, so I don't know how it works, whether it's a cellular or a Wi-Fi connection that would be required. It would seem to me it would have to have a Wi-Fi connection to get to your phone to be able to see the video.
It would work. Yeah. It would work to my iPhone then.
Yeah, I would think it would. But the question that he raised, or the idea that he suggested, that you know, you have family be able to monitor it, that would probably not work with that brand. But you can check it out, stop into Value, and see what they have to offer.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Peter, thanks for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, 803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning if you'd like to connect with me about this topic, Ring doorbells, or anything around the house. As we started the show talking about sump pumps, and we evolved into hearing about stories of infidelity on catching people on Ring doorbells, and the value of what a Ring doorbell can bring to your home. As one caller mentioned catching somebody who smashed into a car. I'll tell you a quick story before we go back to the calls about not a Ring doorbell, but a security camera. We have security cameras at the building, and we weren't there long, and the police stopped in and said, "Do you have security cameras?" And just like the caller, that's what reminded me of this story. The police were looking for the timestamp of when a vehicle went by our building to figure out if it was the same vehicle that was involved with a robbery at a gas station down the road. So you know how they can put these things together and kind of figure out by sequence who might be involved with a crime based on the direction they drove and all of that. So I thought that was fascinating that they would think to stop into our place to check our video on our camera to see if they could detect this this escapee from that robbery. So I thought that was quite fascinating. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning. As we go back to the text board, Halloween is a hoot if you're not home. The little kids are wacky and funny trying to get your attention, not knowing that you're not home. Yeah, that's true. Again, an advantage to being able to monitor what happens at your home from your Ring doorbell. And I think having your eyes on your property when you're not there is of great value. So another big plus to what the Ring doorbell can bring to us. 10:44 is Hammer Time. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. We're back with more right after this. Each and every week at this time, we look forward to a phone call from our good friend Peter Gordon from Indoor Professionals. And Peter was our guest last week, if you recall, and we spoke about some actual examples of people's lives who have been impacted by the services of Indoor Professionals. Al from Lancaster, who has leukemia, has to have clean indoor air to be able to sustain his life. And Indoor Professionals is able to provide that with the medical-grade air purifier. And duct cleaning and dehumidification, all of the great services that Indoor Professionals provides. And good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. I'll tell you, I had chills in going through my spine and body when those people, you know, those are real live examples of people's lives being changed. And as I said, that's what gets us up every morning at Indoor Air Professionals, because we know we can make a difference in people's health. I mean, you know, when you have a health crisis, everything else goes on hold. But mm-hmm. You know what? Besides the two extreme cases with cancer and with COPD and all that, but just people with sinuses and asthma. I mean, I ask every customer that calls, do you have any sinus or allergies? No, just seasonal. And then we clean out the ductwork thoroughly, and they might have had their ducts cleaned before by somebody else, and it's like sudden difference. Wow, I don't wake up stuffy. I don't, you know, take allergy medication. Well, you didn't mention that, but, you know, so even that little getting rid of those nuisances. And of course, a lot of people say, I used to dust three times a week and now I dust once or twice a month.
There you go. Well, yep, it proves that indeed the products and services that Indoor Professionals provides could have an impact on your health and keep you healthy for years to come. Peter, We look forward to your call, but the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for the 2nd of December are...
Okay, well, for the duct cleaning, we are going to do the 15% off all-inclusive duct cleaning. And you've got to call me to find out what that all includes. And then we're going to do still $350 off the world-famous Healthway Deluxe. That's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, covers 1,200 square feet. And we're going to do $500 off the Super V that the one gentleman called in. That's the whole house medical-grade air purifier, same technology. And lastly, the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, $300 off of that. I think that covers everything.
Great prices, great discounts, great service, and a healthy environment in your home, all at Indoor Air Professionals. 716-683-3000, and call Peter directly at extension 303. That's 683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing. Together, millions of things for our planet. This holiday season, invest in some LED Christmas lights. They use significantly less energy than regular bulbs. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Lindhart Miniship, you name it, we ship it.
My wife wanted to get a jump on sending out the Christmas presents.
She's a smart lady. You should send your packages as early as you can.
This is why we come here. You guys are the experts. You even have my grandkids' address saved from the last time. I can't screw this up.
We got your back and keep over 75 boxes in stock. We promise if we pack it to keep your shipment safe.
Lindhart compares rates from FedEx, UPS, and the post office. It's easy, affordable, and hassle-free. Bring all your packages to 5949 Camp Road in Hamburg.
Tower of Power, 55 years of funk and soul. March 2nd, OLG stage at Falls View Casino. Don't miss this one night only special event celebrating over 55 years of stone cold grooves. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Tower of Power, live March 2nd, OLG stage at Falls View Casino.
Attention older New Yorkers. Are you tired of juggling multiple services to meet your everyday needs? Say goodbye to the hassle and say hello to GoGo Grandparent, your one-stop shop solution for independence. With GoGo, you can expect on-demand rides, meals, groceries, and even home services with just one call to 1-855-GO-GO-USA extension 42. No apps, no stress. Visit gogograndparent.com/Erie today and simplify your life with GoGo Grandparent, brought to you in partnership with the New York State Office for the Aging.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
716-422-ALL-ZEROS. 100 Corporate Parkway, Suite 320, Amherst, New York, 14226. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Hey, it's Janet Snyder. At Pure Dental, you can have full mouth restoration and permanent ceramic teeth in just 4 hours, all while gently sedated. The Forever Smile system is minimally invasive, using 100% digital technology. Pure Dental's caring team and streamlined process ensures you save time, money, and unnecessary pain. Say hello to a confident smile that lasts a lifetime. Restore your smile today with Pure Dental. Visit PureDental.com or call 333-PURE to schedule your personalized consultation today.
Well, as the winter sets in, it is the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla Floor to your basement. That's right, you heard me correctly. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage, even if your sump pump fails. There is no need to worry, just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla Floor costs less than traditional carpeting or even laminate flooring. It offers unbeatable durability, and it's a breeze to keep clean. Plus, it comes with a rock-solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Call them today. Gorilla Garage Gear, 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
10:51 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, 803-0930. If you'd like to speak to me about anything around the house as we're chatting about Ring doorbells and learning about the ins and outs of them and what you can see with them and sometimes what you don't want to see with them. I would say in conclusion on the whole point of battery versus wired, I would encourage you to find a way to wire them. Now, there may be some lack of compatibility with your doorbell transformer wiring, but there are boosters that you can get if they're underpowered. I know that the Ring brand has a plug-in wireless booster for, this is what I have at home, a booster for the Wi-Fi connection to the Ring doorbell. So I think a wired one is going to provide more long-term benefits than having to rely on a battery, because then you've got to deal with replacing the battery. A little bit more effort, though, on the wired side. And then the whole question of do we subscribe or not, I guess it depends on what you're looking to get out of the Ring doorbell. Having a lot of historical data, I don't know how important that is. In the cases I mentioned at our business, it was valuable for the police to be able to come by and rewind to a certain date and time. So that was great. But at home, how much historical data do you really need? So that's a key indicator as to whether you should subscribe or not, is how much historical data you want to be able to have access to. To Tonawanda we go, and Biagio, good morning. You're on WEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Question. Roofing, windows, and siding, which order would you perform those tasks?
Well, I guess there really isn't a clear path. If you're going to do them all, I would probably say let's get the roof out of the way.
Okay.
Because that way we can, you know, not to have to worry about ladders and fallen debris and the effects of the workers, you know, climbing that could possibly have an impact on a new window by an errant ladder fall. So okay. I would probably say I would start with the roof. If you need a new roof, it's generally, you know, advisable to get on that right away anyway, regardless of other tasks that might be needed around the house.
Right.
So, yeah, I think I would probably start with the roof. And always remember when you're doing your roof that you want to assess the roof deck. And the only way you can do that is by stripping the shingles. So it makes it for a bigger job, but it's a more effective and more thorough re-roof, and you're going to get more lifespan out of that new roof when you strip the shingles and check the roof deck. You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but their roof deck can hold a lot of moisture, especially if your house isn't breathing properly. If your attic is prone to collecting moisture from an improperly vented bathroom fan or just not enough airflow. So you might see that you have, you know, rotted roof roof plywood, and having the chance to replace that when the roof is stripped is ideal. So, yeah, make sure you check that out and start with the roof. As far as the windows go, what are you thinking? Are you going to go with new construction or replacement?
Yeah, replacement of the windows.
Yeah. So you're going to work within the existing openings. That's a pretty no-muss, no-fuss process. You might want to look at comparing, though, fiberglass against vinyl. I would recommend, if you're going to stay in your home for a long period of time indefinitely, I would recommend you look at the comparison between a fiberglass replacement window and compare that to a vinyl replacement window. You're going to save money on the vinyl window, but you're going to find that you're going to get better warranty and more wearability, durability, ease of care with the fiberglass window than you would the vinyl window.
Awesome. I have one other question for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real quick choice. A cannoli or Coochie Daddy? Which one do you want?
Oh, my gosh. That one's tough. You know, I'll tell you that I am a Coochie Daddy aficionado. My wife makes an amazing Coochie Daddy for Christmas. Cannolis, you know, I really don't like anything fried. So, you know, the fried cannoli ring, I guess, is what throws me off, even though I love the stuffing of a cannoli. But the Coochie Daddy is one of our favorites at the Cortez household.
Awesome. Dominic, Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, and thanks for the call, Biagio.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we can talk about, we can go from the topic of ring doorbells to what's your favorite Christmas cookie? Gingelena, actually. Gingelena is my favorite. That's the one with the sesame seeds. You know which one I'm talking about? That is my hands-down favorite Christmas cookie, Gingelena. A Coochie Daddy, yeah, a little bit more work, you know, to make a Coochie Daddy than most others, because there's the stuffing ingredient, which involves, I think, figs and dates, and there's actually brandy in that mixture, too. So, yeah, a lot more effort to make a Coochie Daddy.
And cannolis, you can almost go anywhere. Like, it's so many different flavors, and a little. Some have the chips on the end.
Yep.
And
yep. I have never really been a big cannoli fan. I don't know why. It just never really floated my boat. But yeah, as cookies go, in the Christmas variety, no question, Gingelena is the hands down favorite. So yeah, we can switch subject here at the end of the show from the ring doorbell to the your favorite Christmas cookie. I really do think that. You know, ring doorbells can change your life as far as being safe at home and being able to get your eyes all the way around your house. We actually had one installed in the backyard as well. And this one is solar powered because it couldn't get an electrical line to where it's mounted. So it's solar powered, which is great. It works great. And it's connected right into my phone. So on my phone, I can see the front door. The back door and now the rear of the house. And, you know, just that extra layer of having that eyes around the house is really the whole point of it. And, you know, it just gives you that sense of security that I think is important for us to have in today's world, especially with the idea that, you know, home security is such a big area. And this is an easy way to protect yourself and maybe not go through the expense, the same level of expense, I should say, as what it might cost to install a security system that's monitored and paying the monitoring fees and all of that. So it's an easy way to get security and peace of mind and save some money at the same time. And with all the options that are available now, you know, in the area of Ring doorbells, we mentioned several brands. And the one caller mentioned a lower cost brand available at Value. It seems like that's a very practical way of getting the same results by simply going in that direction with a simpler model. So yeah, maybe not subscribing, and you know, maybe not going for all the literal bells and whistles that come with some of these options. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting topic, and I hope you enjoyed it. Looking forward to seeing you at our Come Home to Cortez cooking class this Monday, the 4th. It starts at 6 p.m. Go online, cortez.net, and register. The drop-down menu, Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente. Couple seats still available for this Monday. And how about giving the gift of a cooking class? You can click that icon, too, and the drop-down menu would Come Home to Cortez. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Ounces of suspected coke.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.